Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 162. Today is Saturday, April 13th, 2019. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone, how are you?
Good. I got a beer, and my buddy's here. So, I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it.
Twice. Awesome. Speaking of your buddy, Zotz is in the house. Hey, Zotz.
It has been quite some time since I've been able to enjoy one of these during the podcast.
Oh, dear Lord. Give me strength. Both of them are drinking. Okay.
You knew it was going to happen the minute
Here's
I told
you, Zarts.
Yeah. It's all good. Congratulations. You're off night shift. So that is, that is awesome. The body's a little bit wary at the moment, huh?
Between trying to adjust my sleep schedule and then being sick for 2 days. Yeah. It hasn't exactly been a great little bit of time off, but, we're recovered. We're ready to go. Let's have ourselves a show.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Sounds like a plan. So, and Stone, anything else you want to add before we get talking with Zotz? No? Have a drink.
Is there something you want me to add before we start talking to Zotz?
I didn't
know. Almost sounds like you're trying to set him up for something.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I was just making sure instead of me going straight into the guest chat. it's all good. Have a drink, Stone. It's okay. Drink.
Thank you for giving me permission.
No, well,
thanks, Mom.
I'm not, but go for it.
Gee, thanks, Bob.
That's all right. Drink, boys. Drink it up, boys.
They're all going down to the rec center for the sock hop.
Nice. Okay.
What time is it? 7:04. Yep. 3 minutes in, yo. No. Here we go.
Yeah. All right. So we did talk to you a few months ago, obviously, at the end of 2018, as is our tradition.
Yes,
our last show of the year.
Zort's death list year-end spectacular.
Yes, exactly. So that is now a firmly set tradition that the WoW Challenges podcast does have. So we want to know, what have you been up to since we last spoke to you, other than changing, from becoming practically a daywalker now, which is
part
exciting.
Daywalker.
Part daywalker.
Not
yes.
full-blown daywalker, but almost.
Yeah.
There.
Yes.
Actually, I'll never be a full-blown daywalker. Too early to get up.
Yeah.
Anyway. What have I been up to? Just grinding away on the challenge, man.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some iron, doing some tin, doing some blood.
Nice.
Tried pacifist. Deleted at level 6 because I just couldn't stand it.
No, but you got past the really hard part.
The hard part is
get to 10. Get to 10. If you get to 10, you're good to go.
Freaking bored. Like, I would have podcasts playing to try and occupy, and music and just I wanted to just go bang my head into a wall of a house that was on fire in an avalanche.
I would have come watched you doing a pacifist at level 5. Would be awesome.
No. No. No.
Okay. All right. So Passy's not for Zort.
Off the table.
Right.
It's not my brand of whiskey. Anybody that can do it and excel at it, I have a world of respect for you. Much love to you. But I just cannot do it.
That's fair. Do you remember what did you roll? I'm going to guess you went Tauren.
Troll Druid.
Troll, okay. Troll Druid, right.
Troll
okay.
Druid and just...
Yep. Yep. That was it. Right, okay. So currently on, as you said, you're doing irons, tins, bloods, green?
No, no, not the green.
No green? Okay. Okay. All right. And how are they all faring? These are all ones that you've made this year? Or yeah. are they ones carryover these, from last year?
Look, there was no carryovers from last year. So let's just be wow. frank about that. Nobody well, survived.
I live in hope. I live in hope, Zorts. I live in hope. So, okay. All right.
All right. So, well, irons up until today were going fine. Now there are no irons. We have tins.
Okay. All right. Tins.
My goblin hunter had a misfortune of many raptors left side in the barrens.
And, okay.
He's now a tin with one death.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel Nisi giving me the judgy eyes.
Right, okay.
Because we all know how she feels about the barrens.
Yes. She loves the barrens. Loves
so he's
it.
Up to... Where was that? Level 24.
So okay.
One death. Zort's Moon, my druid, he's at level 39 with six deaths. I did mm-hmm. have a warlock, but I deleted him because warlock was just not good. Warlock was racking up deaths way too quickly.
Okay, as the tin.
Extremely frustrated with it, so.
Okay.
For my own sanity, I nixed that one.
Yep.
Bloodthirsties, been rolling along with nicely.
Yes.
My orc hunter, sitting pretty at level 52 right now. I got a human warlock at 29 and a human paladin at 26, so we're just steamrolling over mobs out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there is the always popular, often imitated, never duplicated Team Puppet Rides again. Again. Still kicking at level 38 as of last night.
Nice! Well done! Nice. And, that is well, that's good.
Nisi, I go where I want.
Is that with the finger click as well?
Nope.
No finger click. Okay. Yeah, I think she mentioned you had a bit of fun with the teams. I missed the teams because I think I was baking. So
teams, we had a yeah. We always have fun with teams.
We yeah. Well, we heard that you guys were having extra fun.
Mm.
In your
fun.
Last
extra fun.
Your last go. From a little birdie that was on our team.
Mm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But we always have fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, there was this weird thing with threes going on last night. Mobs were coming at us in groups of threes almost. It was...
Okay. Where are you... Where were you? What zone?
We were doing Stranglethorn and Dust Wallow.
Okay.
So...
All right.
Hmm. So that was a, you know, we'd be tackling a mob and then suddenly two more would decide to join the party. A few minutes later, tackling another mob, two more decide to join the party. Whole other continent, tackling a mob, two more decide to join the party. Just, it was, the number three was out to get us last night.
Okay. But you survived.
Yeah. It had nothing on us.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. How are you finding Stranglethorn as a team? Like, no problems? Because normally...
No, we know where not to go and what not to do. Okay. We've run Stranglethorn a couple of times now, and I always run Stranglethorn on my solos, so...
Yep.
Like, she's always like, are we taking this quest? No, why not? It's bad. You sure? Yes. Why? I died. Okay.
That's always a good reason. I've already done it.
There's some areas that I wouldn't tackle solo, but, you know, it's like, okay, we might be able to do this a team, and we'll take a look at it. And actually, a majority of the time, we are just like, no, this is a horrible idea. We're going to go someplace else.
Yeah.
So. cooler heads are prevailing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice. And you're running a hunter-priest combo for the teams, yeah?
Hang on. There's a heretic in chat.
Oh, my God.
I'll be dealing with you later, sir.
Oh, Terwinkle.
Terwinkle. Nice.
Yeah, Pally Priest combo is what we're running.
Pally Priest, okay.
Yep. Which is nice because Nishi doesn't have to consistently worry about healing me.
Yes.
Especially when we get in a bind. She'll be like, how am I supposed to heal you? I'm like, I'm a paladin. I don't need you to heal me. Take care of keep yourself alive and I'll take care of myself. And
yeah,
you know, but she's so used to having to, you know, bail me out, which, you know, she does.
And she should still worry because if you go down, that's going to be bad.
Well, you know, look, so long as I stay away from, you know, other faction camps, we seem to be okay.
Hmm. Hmm. That's always
Zangarmarsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there was an incident in Zangarmarsh with Team Puppet's Revenge.
Mm.
I still I sore spot with me. I still feel piece of crap.
Yeah. I know. I hear you, Zots. I hear you.
You know. What can you do?
Yes. Yeah.
And
pick yourself up and roll again.
Kick yourself in the butt. And what do we do? We went back to our good old standby, Peace Prally.
So I just wanted to say before you move on there that as your friend, it's my job to make sure that you never live it down. Just want to say.
Oh, that's perfectly acceptable.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Nice.
Because I still haven't forgotten the last time we played PUBG.
Yep.
Where you shotgunned me in the face.
Yep. Totally by accident.
That's right. That was a while ago because you guys aren't doing that anymore. They've changed it.
Because we've both given up on that game.
We did try to do PUBG during the ALS March streams, but
it was way too broken running.
It was not a go. And
so what did they do? They did something to fix it or update it, which then broke it.
We couldn't find a game on North American servers, and we weren't allowed to switch to European servers. And when we did finally get a game, it was buggy, laggy, and garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, it was terrible.
We both decided nope. But I will take him out in Blood Bowl one of these days. I got an orc team ready to go.
Undead. Nice. My friend. Undead. They just keep coming back.
So. Hey, if need be, I'll break out my beast, man.
Oh my god.
You can't stand up to the cataclysm.
Mm-hmm.
Cataclysm. Nice. Alrighty. So what's your goals for this year with your challenge Tomb Zorts?
Goals for this year is for Team Puppet Rides again, not to be Team Puppet Rides again.
Although I would have fun saying that on the list.
That would be a hell of a name. That's almost as good as the name of the team me and Raz had.
Nice.
Which Stone refused to say.
Which one was that one?
Team Raz's Ortosaurus Rex.
Oh. I mean, I did try to say it. There was nothing wrong with that name. What the heck? Refused to say it.
You could always be like Team Puppet version 3.0 or something.
No.
We're not as much. We're on like 4.5.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's a goal. That's a goal. All
right.
Terwinkle's just throwing
he does have a point, Zorch. I mean, he does have a point. Every time that you guys go head to head.
I'm not acknowledging that statement.
You've lost.
I'm not acknowledging him. Any further?
Wow. I feel like as a good
host, there will be a reckoning tonight.
Oh wow!
Possibly around 11 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
Nice.
Okay, that's very specific.
Have you guys had a challenge, or was that the last contest?
No.
Since you had the leveling, was that a separate one?
We haven't done any since then.
Okay. But
there is something cooking possibly tonight. Ooh. At 11 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m.
Oh, good.
Ooh. Ooh.
You know, exciting. As much as Chirwinkle has supported me, I would love to see Zortz win once. Because from what I know, there's been four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you haven't won yet. Zortz, come on, man.
It's okay. It's okay. Go. Hey, Zortz, look, you know, sometimes
it's a marathon, you just gotta start here.
That's right. That's right. You know, sometimes you just like to let them get enough ahead that they're like, oh, I'm winning. I'm winning the contest on not dying. And then you just slowly claw them back and you're like, yeah, buddy.
Look, I'm already drunk because he's been doing his little Adventures of Turnwinkle with his regularly leveling gnome mage with no restrictions, and I still beat him to Northrend on an iron.
Nice. Like you said, marathons. Marathons.
Yes, 8 Pacific, like Taco said. That's what I said, Taco. Really, honest. Thanks, Taco.
All right. So any other goals for this year? So definitely the team. Yes, we like that. Where else do you want to get
this team alive?
Mm-hmm.
Into next year and into new zones. I don't know how plausible it is, but I seem to be on track for it. But the orc bloodthirsty outlands, possibly beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that far off, so I think that's doable.
When did you
doable.
Say 50?
52.
Are you 52. Planning to go to Outland at 58 or 60?
Probably not till 60. And just you know, do the usual, completely skip Hellfire, want nothing to do with that monstrosity of a place.
Mm-hmm.
And Hellfire. Go chill out someplace less Fellreaver-y.
Yeah.
If that's the only reason why you're not doing Hellfire, I mean, just mark it.
When I get into bloodthirsty mode, and this is why I don't stream it, I just kind of zone out. I kind of get into like a zen-like state. You know, just kind of...
Just like in real life, right? When you're hacking and killing and maiming, you just kind of zone out.
Yes, exactly, because I do those things on a daily basis.
Right, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I just kind of get into the zone where, you know, I'm aware of what's immediately around me. But a Fellreaver would probably be able to come sneaking up on me and I wouldn't notice until it was too late. So,
okay. Yeah, they do. I mean, they are big and they do make noise, but it's funny how they kind of
music or something playing that's drowning out the game sound. So,
and then you hear that thud and you're like, why is the earth? Oh,
yeah.
Like, and go, and then,
so, but I'm sure I could find, like, a spot to do a loop in Hellfire that's not in the path of the Fellreaver, but I'd rather just skip the whole, that's just a depressing part of Outlands right there. That whole zone is just a downer.
They're sneaky.
So.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. And you're feeling comfortable with the bloodthirsties, obviously. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Hey, Zortz. How are you doing, Zortz? Hi, Zortz. You're the best, Zortz. You're awesome, Zortz.
All hail Bob.
Go, go. Damn right.
Bob.
All hail me.
Bob, our Lord and Savior.
Look at Bob.
He will show us how
Bob's
to live
right. What are you doing?
Yeah, he's like, microphone.
Nice. Microphone. He's like, hi, Dad. Hi, Dad. Okay. All right. So what about advice? Because I'm sure there is like plenty
don't
of
don't fly over or
advice.
Ride near opposite faction camps. Bad idea.
Yes.
Bad idea. Very bad idea. Don't play when you're tired. That was a good one.
Yes. Always a good one. Absolutely.
Hey, don't growl at me.
Read the rules and FAQ. I'll always stress that one.
Yes.
There's an FAQ?
Read the rules.
Really?
And the FAQ, definitely.
And the FAQ. So,
yes. It's good advice. Yeah. Absolutely. Strange. All right, so how's
And don't jump off week? Zeppelins.
Don't.
I think he's gone.
I think he's gone. That's good. He's gone. He said he'd see you later. All right. So how's Nisi this
does
week?
Bring up a good point. There is a separate FAQ for the team challenges.
You don't say.
If you're on a team, make sure you're reading the right FAQ. Man.
Yes. FAQ it, people. FAQ it. So how's this week been? Because obviously real life has possibly made a bit of an impact because of...
This life? I got everybody except the Tin Druid taken care of.
Okay.
But, you know, he's doing fine. He's at 39. Yeah. He can stay there. At least okay. I don't think I touched him this week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I did. Okay. I don't know. So...
When you're doing your bloodthirsties, are you concentrating on rare hunting like what I do, or do you pick a spot and just grind?
Up to a certain level, yes. Once I get into the mid-30s, rares are pretty much off the table because, you know, it's like, okay, you're getting into the higher levels with them, and I don't know necessarily if they have any tricks up their sleeve that they don't have at the lower levels or I don't see at the lower level.
Yeah.
So I generally just start grinding out regular mobs at that point.
Okay. And then with your tins, are you running them like all gung-ho, like playing them a little bit different to what you would do with your irons, or pretty much like on par with how you would play your other iron tins?
Pretty much with the tins. Not touching talents.
Okay.
So I'm not doing that part. It's just if I die, I'm not re-rolling. So, I mean, I guess right now I've only got the two tins. And the hunter just became one today, so.
Yep.
But I'm generally playing them like I would an iron, which I guess in the case that my druid has six deaths is a sad commentary in and of itself. But.
Okay. But still, 39. So he's still. Like, you're getting there, so
yeah,
that's good. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Anything else that you want to share about your week?
Nope. I think that pretty much covers everything I've done challenge-wise.
Okay. So. All right. Well, how about we see what Stone's been up to? Because notice there's a bit of blue there. There's a bit of blue.
Well,
text,
folks.
So.
I'm just going to tell you, grab a beer, grab a coffee, kick your feet back.
Okay.
And settle in.
Got the coffee. Hang on. Okay, I'm listening.
I was just resting my eyes.
Hey, get off my lawn, damn kids. Seagulls are eating all my fertilizer. Hey. It's true, they are freaking seagulls.
You need
I
to
found
clip
out.
That. Anyways. Yeah, that's good.
So iron
we
teams.
Need that for
we settled on a name. Whoa, slow down.
It's only taken us like what 4 months.
So there's four of us. It's Five, Lita, Nisi, and myself. And we've run the gamut of names, man. We've thrown out all kinds of names. I actually created a team name before we played called Couldn't Settle on a Team Name because we just couldn't pick one. And I guess that's a drawback of having more than one person, right? Or having more than two is that, you know, is like everybody needs, you know, to get on board with the team name, right? So.
That's
makes
right.
it a little bit
because there were some team names that were suggested that got vetoed real quick.
But there were some that were really good, and there was actually some team names that were like team name got vetoed, right? Yeah.
See, this is why you don't put it up for a vote.
No,
somebody's got to be the alpha.
Don't put it up for a vote.
This is the team name. End of story.
No. Listen, we are all a
team. No, you don't want to try that one with me, Zorts.
Team. It's
well, that's
team.
Why you got to be the alpha leader.
Oh, no. Nope. I veto that. Because otherwise we're going to be called, like, Team Coffee Fluffy Bears or something. Sorry, Team Coffee Fluffy Drop Bears. There.
Well, you know what? Then you be the best.
Thank you. You
be the best Team Coffee Fluffy Drop Bears you can damn well be.
You know what? I'm going to write that down because I like that.
Terrible.
Team Fluffy Coffee. What was it?
No.
Coffee Fluffy Drop Bears. Fluffy Drop Bears. Got it.
So.
Taking that one.
We finally came up with Nile Fist. So LB, no, it didn't get vetoed. So basically what we did was we took the first two characters of all of our names and put it all together. You can't have it. Drop Bears. Sorry. In our group, I am the original person to get pranked with the stupid Drop Bear thing. So you guys owe us royalties. So there you go.
Nile Fist sounds like a German industrial metal band.
Yes.
Nile Fist.
Yeah.
Du hast Nile Fist.
Team Nile Fist.
So we hit level 20.
That was it.
And we're not on the list because apparently we need to be 21. So I was like, what?
But we're registered. The main thing is we're done.
Yeah, we actually came up with a name, so it's all good. So we're Nile Fisting.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. That would have been a great team name. Nile Fisting.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
And I just want to say that, you know, something came up in chat here that I wanted to make a comment about, that we are actually very helpful to our group, and we don't rip off pine cones from each other. We actually ask, hey, do you need two more? Yeah, I need like two more. Oh, there's one over there. Yeah, we're very helpful. We're not competing with each other because this is a team effort. Team. T-E-A-M. Right.
There's no I in team, but there is me.
M and an E, and that spells me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Couldn't help myself.
I'm actually really glad we played because I wasn't feeling great, and it helped me a little bit, and then it was ding-dong nighttime. So, but it was good. We cranked out, what, two levels? Three? Two?
Three. We went from 17 to 20.
Yeah, I think I was just under 18, so it's like about 1%.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got three levels.
So next time we should be on. So Iron. I mean, I actually played my Iron. I haven't played Cringy for a while.
Okay.
I'm really enjoying my time with Bloodthirsty and Pacifist. Sorry, Zorts. And Green. And also, sorry, Zorts. So I got on my Iron. I hit level 29 doing...
You're enjoying yourself. That's all that
Yes,
matters.
I am. Oh, okay. Oh, good. You're not one of those people. That's why I like you. You know, like,
it's okay to be wrong.
Wow. Let people enjoy what they want to enjoy. Anyways. I did a handful. This is the beer talking. Here, let me take another drink. I did a handful.
Beer's not saying much.
Of quests in Red Ridge. And a bunch of turn-ins in the lock. And I did a poll to say, where should we go? Dark Shore? Not Dark Shore. What the heck? Duskwood. Dark Shire is why I get it confused. Or Wetlands. And apparently Wetlands won. And also one person said, go to hell. And I think I'm already there. So I'm just a smidge away. And I'll see you all on the other side. But we decided to go to Wetlands. I mean, I offered it up as, you know, it's funny. So. Where should I go? And then one of the options was to Hellstone. So, Wetlands was it. I'm a little kind of like, I'm not sure because, I really don't like the Dark Iron Dwarves fighting the gnolls because of the traps they bug out.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of doing a different route around to deal with all that stuff. And just keeping away. No, I can't. No. Dude, it's easy XP. It's just you got to deal with the extra bugged out traps.
Which is a pain in the ass. Or end up dead and re-roll.
I have never died to that. Never. It's just it bugs out and they're
famous
far away.
Last words.
I've never died to it. Never, ever. I've died to the stupid rifleman, which I will...
Now you've done cursed yourself, so good luck.
Yeah!
No. So I wrapped up at level 32. I wrapped it up, and we finished at, you know, the gnome, the little gnome base, right? Is it gnome, right? Like, there's like a little gnome base a little bit north of Manithahar.
But... Yeah. Where you've got to go get the raptor eggs and those ones.
So I finished up there. That's where I am. Bloodthirsty really quickly. Hit level 57. Doing only Swamp of Sorrows and Blasted Lands. One stream we did where all the rares were up. And then the next one, they were all down. So thanks, LB, for killing all my rares. Thanks a lot. Pacifist... Cool. We actually played the pacifist one day. We actually got two levels in one day. It's like, whoa, who are we? But I think it's also Dark Moon Fair stuff.
Yeah.
So we hit level 38, and that means listen. When I'm done here, and just when the lead is about to start, I'm gonna go grab another beer. Actually, yeah. So. We're level 38, so we're pretty close to 40 for donning another piece of gear. I'm very surprised that a chest piece hasn't been what was voted on. The very first thing that was voted for us to put on were pants. And I'm like, huh. So I figured if they're going to cover up the tail, I figure they would want to cover up the top. But nope. So... Who knows? So we'll find out in maybe a week or two.
Okay.
What was really odd, Dark Moon Fair quest stuff on the auction house. The Dark Moon Fair is not over yet, but on my server, the prices were cheap. Really cheap. Usually when the fair is on, they're higher. And they usually drop in between, right? But not this time, and which I thought was kind of strange. So we bought like four or five different things, and I'm just like, let's go. Like I sold one at 1,500 gold, and I used that gold to buy four or five that were at 230-ish, right? So I was able to get off of one sale, I was able to buy five more for next time, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for next time, unless I die, and then I'm going to be very sad. Actually, I think this is my highest pacifist.
Yeah, because your last one hit
at 37.
37.
36, 37, last around year. So this is my highest.
Yeah. So,
drinking contest? Okay. Well, I mean, I can't drink it as fast as him because I'm talking too.
Look, if you had to endure what I'm going to have to endure later, you'd be getting liquored up too.
Prostate exam?
No.
Taxes?
No. Terwinkle.
That is awesome. Okay. So let's talk about our green challenger. Leveling was going well. I have been using the add-on called Azeroth Autopilot only for the green because it tells you to do certain things that I don't think I'd feel comfortable with on an iron. But on a green, the leveling goes quick. Very, very quick. It tells you what quests to do in which order, when to hearth, when to set your hearth, where to set it, so that you spend less time trying to go from point A to point B when you don't really need to. So everything was going well until... So we got up into Borean Tundra. I don't know what level we were, but we were up in there. And then it told us to go into Dara, which, if you don't know, it's a Arctic-themed zone that has lots of snow and blue dragons and the blue dragon flight up in Northrend. It's a subzone of Borborian Tundra. I had a bad feeling about it, but then I'm like, well, I'm just going to keep my eye out for the elite dragons flying overhead, right? And I did. They would fly by, but they wouldn't come close to me, so I'm no big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm going around, I'm killing stuff, I'm getting all my quest thingies, and I'm by a ridge, and I jump off, and I'm killing things below the ridge, and this ridge is not a big ridge, okay? So I jump off the ridge, and as I jumped high, right? So when you jump, you go up high.
Yeah.
If I had walked off, I would have been okay. I jumped up high, and because I jumped up high, a dragon was coming by, and I got in range of it. And as soon as I saw it, I feigned, right? And it was like, nope. It did not one-shot me, which is interesting. I was level 60, I'm going to say 63 or something. It did not one-shot me. However, I was at maybe two-thirds health in one shot. So, I mean, that by itself, I'm like, okay, feign, get the hell out of here, right? So, eventually what I did was that I MD'd my turtle to the dragon, and I ran. And I ran so far away, but not far enough, because I ran far enough that I thought I could hearth out. And by the time half of my hearth was done, my turtle had already died, and the elite dragon came in and killed me in two shots. I was done. That's it. It's over. So that's enough. So that's my second death of the year. I was like, wow, I'm very surprised. I thought, wow, it's only my second death. Okay, great. Let's go play another green. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let's roll a death knight, because I have not rolled one for a long time, because as iron, it's very grindy. You need to grind out a lot of gold in order to buy the gear to go and actually be able to play. So I figured, okay, let's try green death knight just to see how it is. I mean, I figure it's going to be fairly easy. So I've discovered that death knights no longer get green weapons when you first roll them.
Oh.
Yeah, they have no weapons at all, like nothing. And I'm like, really?
Oh!
Because apparently,
okay,
you get your first weapon when you complete the blue weapon quest, which as a green you can't use. It's their way of getting around you coming in and being able to switch spec, right? So they're like, okay, listen. What we'll do is that we won't give you all the gear right away, but we'll let you do that quest, and then you'll get the weapons that you need. So for me, great. I don't have anything, so I figured, okay, let's go kill the miners, like the miners like in the mine, not miners like kids.
Yeah.
Hoping for a pitchfork, and I got a green mace. I was like, holy crap, green mace, fantastic, awesome. And so I decided to so I did the rune forging thing on it, which is great. I started doing the quests down into the logging thing, and I had the quest to go get the horse, and I'm feeling all gung-ho, and I can beat anything because I'm Death Knight with green gear. Come on, it's easy, right? So I go jump on the horse. So actually, let's go pull back a little bit. I run through three mobs to jump on the horse, because I figure I don't care about these mobs. I'm going to jump on the horse. They can't kick me off the horse. They cannot kick me off the horse. So I'm just going to run, which is great. It worked great. I jumped on the horse.
Okay.
Right beside the horse is the marshal. who, if you're beside him, he kicks you off the horse. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was a death because I'm being stupid and cocky and not looking at where this marshal is.
Oh. Right?
So that's another death. So I just, you know, I was like, okay, well, right now greens are done. I need to like get away from it because I'm feeling very too strong. Feeling very, very strong, right? It would have worked okay if I had paid attention to the quest I was on and watched where the marshal was, right? You know, if I saw that the marshal was halfway across the camp, which is what you're supposed to do, I could have ran through those mobs, would have been fine, jumped on that horse, and off we go. Would have been okay. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Pay attention to the quests that you're on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bummer. That's just a bummer. It's just a great big bummer, right there.
Oh, gee, I should have been more observant.
Good boy. Let me take a swig of beer. We should do a podcast where we just talk like this, guys. Okay.
No, oh, that'd be really fucking annoying.
No, what are you talking about? Woohoo!
Yeah.
Like within the first half hour, I'd probably be ready to commit suicide. There's only so much of the silly I can do.
Silly? I am silly all the time, dude. I'm 42 turning 12. Wait, am I 42?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
42?
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't turned 43 yet. This year. Soon.
Mm. Soon.
Soon.
Anyways. That's right.
That so voice.
Two deaths in.
That voice in ASMR. I'm going to quiet.
No, that's a horrible idea.
That is a.
Why would you do that?
Perfect idea. Thank you.
No, don't talk about
that. Five, I might ban you for that.
No, yep, yep.
Thank you so much, ban Five. Him. Thank you.
Five.
Oh, I'm just gonna
stop it.
Put this beer bottle up to my mouth.
Ooh. No.
Oh my god.
No.
Can you hear the echo? Ooh. Okay.
Oh.
So that was my week.
Right.
In WoW. And as I promised, I'm gonna go grab another beer.
Okay. Do you want me to wait? I'll pull my coffee.
I'll be...
Quick, go, because I'm pouring coffee.
I'm going hard.
So, go. Oh,
no, you're
That's bad. What she said.
I think you went too hard and probably bridged me into something.
I don't think I've got... Oh, I don't think I'm going to run out of coffee.
Good.
Wow. Oh, well, doesn't matter. It's all good.
I almost dropped my beer.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Don't drop the beer. The beer. Okay.
I would be very sad.
All right. I just wanted to let you know that... let Stir know that I have got chocolate donuts. Stir, this one's for you.
Okay.
You need to get here like now. Just saying, chocolate. It's a chocolate donut I made. It's this is for you, buddy. There. Okay, I'm putting it there, but you need to get here now because it's not gonna last. Anyway, okay, my week. It's been an interesting week. So, did I tell you about the break-in? Real life. We had a break-in at work. It was fantastic. Yeah, Monday morning. It was fantastic. Seriously. It's been, this week and last week have been to a level of a shit week that I've not experienced in a really, really long time. So, I was feeling like, yeah, we needed to do some playing, but I didn't know how much challenge stuff I was going to get because I thought you've got to be on a level of being calm to a certain degree, especially on the pacifist. So, and for the irons, well, it's not too bad. The bloodthirsties, you can go gung-ho because just go kill stuff and you're okay. And I did do a lot of killing stuff this week. So anyway, let's start off with the pacifist. So my baby Passy, my Tauren Druid, hit level 10. She's registered. Yay, we finally got there. Okay. Again, 1 to 5. I would much rather poke my eye out with a rusty fork than do 1 to 5. But we got there. We did it. 1 to 5 sucks on a pacifist. Thank God for Darkmoon Fair, because I had enough gold to go get fishing. I went to Darkmoon Fair. Bloated thrashers are your friends, because every time I got a bloated thrasher, and I have to think about say how I say that. Like one time I got 26 gold when you open it. Wow. Holy cow. Up to like 126 gold, because I got like 3 or 4 bloated thrashers. Yay. So that's I've nice. Now got some of those, and I've opened the dailies in for the fishing and the cooking dailies on her in Ogrima. So yay, happy with that. I will admit Horde side as a little passy and as a druid. Yeah, it's a bit rougher than doing the Night Elf Rogue, that's for certain. Speaking of the Night Elf Rogue, though, I hit 62 on my big girl on the pacifist. So I have a level 62 pacifist. I love it. So I'm doing dailies in Dalaran. So if they're viable to do the fishing and the cooking dailies. Just saying, if you've got rhino meat and if you've got chilled meat, people stick them up on the auction house.
That's getting help. I should flag your character right now.
I didn't. I've already bought some. there was no of something else, though. I went looking for and I was like, really? No. And then I thought about it. I'm like, no, I vendor it every time I'm on an eye. And I'm like, vendor that. And then I go off either to Stormwind or Darnassus and do the dailies there, because I'm still getting like 7,000 or 9,000 XP. So, you know, so why wouldn't I? And then I've done a round of picking herbs and getting some ore just on Boran Tundra, which hasn't been too bad. I haven't had too many issues of doing that. So yeah, she hit 62. So that was like, yay. So I was happy with that. My iron leader, my Night Elf Hunter, hit 40 this week. I did not die to the Worgens at Rotting Orchard or whatever the hell that spot is that I died last time. So I managed wait till that other quest came up, because last time I went, I must have not been further along in the quest chain. I got one set of quests, but I didn't get that other one. So I went there, did that, came back, finished this other quest that then gave me another one to go back, which is where I died, because I was doing something stupid, and then you die. So this time I waited till I had all the quests, went there, and you've got to be careful, though, because those stealthy ones that are mostly on the, there's a few on the outside, but there are a couple that stealth through the middle of the orchard. And I mean, they hit like a truck. They really do. So you just got to be a bit careful on them, but I'm happy I hit level 40. So I'm back to where I lost the last hunter, because I had just hit 40 and I died to the Worgen. So yay, we're clawing back slowly. And then this week's been Bloodthirsty. So I've done a bit of Bloodthirsty again, because killing shit is good. So the Dwarf Pally.
In video games.
Yes. Yeah. Jesus. Yes. In video games. Sorry. In WoW. Anyway. I hit 23 on the Dwarf Pally. She's at 849 kills. I've been taking her from either Wetlands back down to Loch Modan or Loch Modan up. So it just kind of depends on where I am. Will depend on what I do. My Lightforged Hunter hit 32 this week, and I had her in, I'm going to say Hinterlands, actually. I took her up to Hinterlands because love the amount of rares. So rare hunting mostly. It's just shoot for the rares, go for them. And she's at 657 kills. And then my Void Elf Warlock hit. I went from 57 to 60. So I just pushed her through quite a bit. She's at 2,250 kills. Jeez. And I finally, was it Friday night or Thursday night? Anyway, one night, I finally got my perfect rare run from Swamp of Sorrows and Blasted Lands, which hasn't done. I haven't done that for ages. So, yeah, everything was up in Swamp of Sorrows, and there was one that wasn't up in Blasted Lands. But by that stage, I think I'd already dinged anyway, and so I wasn't too concerned with that. So, yeah. So I've got another level 60, but thirsty. So,
and that's something I keep forgetting to do is look up the number of kills I got on my bloods.
Oh my goodness, don't. You're going to drive yourself crazy.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love it. I love seeing how many I've got. So yes. I didn't have enough time to do the bigger girls, so my 70 and my 62, but hopefully I'll get some play time on them. And then, of course, we did the Iron Teams, which was good. And that's pretty much been my week for challenge tunes anyway. So it's been busy.
Cool.
That's it. Yeah.
Did I close? Oh, no, I didn't. There it is. I was going to say, close the soundboard? I'm going to be really mad.
Did you close the soundboard?
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, well. So they had a special presentation by Muffinus on 8.2 on Thursday. So the 8.2 patch, Rise of Ashara. So I was watching it to go through to see what's going to really affect us. And they did say that it will be on the PTR next week. They mentioned Brewfest updates. So that's something to watch out for when Brewfest comes around. I don't know what that means, but we'll find out. I don't know if it means like they're going to change how it runs. I don't know. They did announce that there's going to be flying in all BFA zones, like everything, even the new zone.
Yeah.
When you get the account-wide Pathfinder Part 2, which is interesting because they didn't allow flying in Legion in the in Argus, right? So they said, no, we're not going to do that. It's like, ah, come on, guys. Because Argus is very twisty and turny, and it drives me bonk. Like,
pain in the butt.
So the biggest impact from what I could see was mount equipment. I do have a comment later. Okay. So from what we understand, because there's a lot of back and forth about what's going on and what this all means, is that basically mount equipment will be account wide unlocking. So there's going to be a little slot for you to put, things in that affect all your mounts across all characters. So three examples that we were given. The first one was auto parachute when you're dismounting. So if you're flying around and you somehow accidentally get kicked off your mount, like Pan with his jelly babies, right? There's no more need for a goblin glide. Right, although I think you should still keep them just in case if the auto parachute does not work, because it does not, these things never work for Zorts, right? Zorts always gets dismounted or something, and the parachute never opens, right? Parachute never opens for you, right?
Don't trust
exactly.
Never trust a parachute.
So this one's supposed to help you in case of those times. No getting dazed, right? So if you're running through or you're riding through mobs, if they go to hit you, you won't get slowed. Okay. I don't know if that means that they're going to increase the chances of you getting slowed. It's possible for you to think of it as an option. possible.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger one, I think, that impacted a lot of people and where we're seeing a lot of churn on is water walking on all mounts. So I personally was like, oh my goodness, I can ride my Void Talon at level 20 and put water walking on it. Fantastic. So basically what it means is that you don't need to farm the water strider in order to get that effect. Mm. The assumption for us as a challenge is that because this is account wide, we would allow it. Because we already allow the benefits for it now. So it's just, you know, one thing that we don't know, I'm going to jump a little bit, is that we don't know what the API data will be that comes back. So we don't know if it's something that we could even track. Okay. So right now, as of how things are, I think we would allow it. It's account wide, and generally we do already allow account wide stuff. Apparently it requires that you have a character that is level 100 or higher in order to add the equipment to the slot. Okay. However, right. It will be active for any characters that are level 20 or higher. So as long as you have that one tune, then you plug that in, and then any new tune that you make, off you go, you're fine. They announced, which is where the problem is right now, is that they announced that water walking for water striders will be removed. And
right.
This is the thing, right? Like, why are you removing that, but not removing the dismounting thing for golem, not golems, for the iron shredder thing, right? So basically water striders won't be able to water walk. However, they will be like folks that have the water strider will be mailed a water walking equipment item. So you don't really lose it. Right. So basically what they're trying to do is that they're trying to separate out the effect of that mount.
Yeah.
From the appearance of that mount, right? So now they're making the appearance of the mount gated behind all the fishing versus the mm-hmm. effect they will apply to everything.
Right. Okay.
Personally, when this all first dropped, it came out that you had to have a level 100 character to add the equipment slot and use the effect. Okay. And use mm-hmm. the effect. So for characters level 1 to 1, from level 1 to 99, it meant you can't use water walking, right? Which at level 60 and up, it doesn't matter because we can fly. So who cares, right? It's that level 1 to 60 range. From level 1 to 20 or 1 to 19, we don't care because we can only use the air loom mount, right? Which is fine right now. So it's that 20 to 59 range that now we're kind of screwed, right? So I had a discussion with some folks who didn't think it was a big deal, where I knew it's not just a challenge thing. This is a leveling thing overall. Like this is a big deal. And so I decided to take it to Twitter to Ian and Warcraft devs and Muffinus. And, you know, I wasn't expecting a response, but at least I wanted to make it known that, you know, it doesn't make sense why this equipment thing shouldn't work lower than level 100, right? Because at 60, if we can fly, all good, right? I am actually, like, they actually responded. Ian responded, which I am, that part by itself, I was very happy to get the response because at least we know that they know, right? Whereas, you know, if you yell into the void and you don't get a response, it feels like no one's listening, right? So I was happy to get a response from him to say, yes, we know, we're having a chat about this now. And pretty quickly, they actually came out and lowered the requirement from level 100 to 20. That's good. I feel like removing water walking from the Water Strider, I feel, is kind of weird. But I think that if they don't, then you're going to make the Water Strider a super mount, right? So if you allow water walking with the Water Strider without using the equipment slot, then you're going to be able to use that you will be able to use that equipment slot to, let's say, not get slowed, okay? So it kind of makes it a stronger mount, and people are going to start to use that, make that the de facto mount for everything, which is, I think, what they're trying to avoid here. Yes, I understand that it sucks that they're taking the effect away, but I think they're trying not to make it a super mount, and I think it's probably the right thing to do. I farmed up both of the mounts. The first mount took a long time. It sucks that now it doesn't come with it. Yes. But when you look at the whole thing, yeah, it's like, you can't have a super mount, I feel, because otherwise what's the point of the other mounts? The other thing I want to make a comment on is seeing that the responses to Ian's response to us, we are seeing a sliver of the responses that they get every day. Mm. It makes me respect what Blizzard does to the game a lot more, because they have to deal with where you get the good and the bad. And I know that as a Blizzard employee, I would not do well there, because I would not deal with some of the shit that they deal with. So to you guys that work for Blizzard that have to deal with this stuff all the time, you know, kudos to you guys, because holy Jesus, sweet, sweet baby cheeses. You know,
sweet baby
you
Jesus.
You guys have the patience of saints. So
I'd be fired in 5 minutes. Just saying.
Right. Yes. I've said what I said, and more power to you guys. Keep up the good work, being calm and collected and sticking to the facts of it and not getting dragged into the crap. So we will have to see. I kind of feel like I don't think that they're going to give the water walking effect back to the Strider because of the whole super mount thing. I feel like they're not going to do that. Or what they could do is that if you want to ride the Water Strider, make it so that the equipment slot doesn't have an effect, but it can still water walk. Then you avoid the super mount thing, right? So that could be an option. This is going to be out on PTR next Tuesday, I believe. So there's still a long time for them to change and get feedback. Please make it good and not crazy stuff. So the heirloom mount, it will have the slot, but it doesn't come into effect until level 20. So mm-hmm. you can use the heirloom mount at level 20, right? Then it will kick in. So, which is how it is now. I mean, okay. We can't yeah. access any mount except for the heirloom mount and the riding turtle, I believe, right? Mm. At from level 1 to 1
yes.
from level 1 to 19. So it doesn't change a whole lot other than the water walking. Sorry, the water striders don't have water walking.
Mm.
Okay. So 5 says a sea turtle. So maybe all the turtles. Because I know that riding turtle works too. So for the website stuff, I've split the random page because the random class page I had like have random class, random race, and then random professions down below. I just split that out into 4 different pages. One is random class, where it will
mm-hmm.
select a random class where classes are equal. So they have equal weight, which means races don't have equal rates, equal okay. representation. I've created another page for a random race where all races have an equal chance to show, classes do not. Because that's one of the problems that we have had before, where we had it just based on class. That's why we split that out. We do random yep. professions where one is a profession where it will select a random primary profession and select a suitable secondary, and then it will also there's also another option to create 2 completely random profs. Like completely random, yeah. you pick them, and you could get tailoring and blacksmithing. I don't know, right? So yeah. the other thing that's new is that we added random zones. And I just want to make a thing where make a comment that this is questing zones only, where I feel like there might be enough quests to do some. Mm-hmm. We've not put in hubs, so like daily hubs like Molten Front. That's not yep. really a progression quest zone thing, right? We've also removed PvP zones. Just that's not really what we're trying to do. We're trying to find that those zones that have lots of quests for you to do. So you basically yep. enter in your level, your faction, and off you go. I've made a decision on some of the quest zones because some of them show up as contested, but they're not necessarily Horde and Alliance. They're actually more Horde or more Alliance. So I've adjusted. So for instance, Red Ridge, right? I don't think that there's any Horde quests in yep. there, right? So I've put yep. those over to the other side. So basically what it will do is that it will give you a list of the applicable zones based on your faction and level. And it will show you yeah. which one that we've picked. And if you don't like that, we'll hit refresh or go down the list. The list is in order by minimum level.
Yeah.
So.
No, it looks good.
And basically I've done that because I have it on, well, I had it on my spreadsheet to kind of tell me where to go sometimes when I go to level. And I figured, maybe other people can use this because I love to do random generation. I think numbers and the math behind it are very neat. How you can tweak things and all that. So, besides that, I don't think we have other news. I think the biggest news was the mount equipment thing is going to be big.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully,
okay. Well, select all things. Sit tight.
Like I. See. I don't think that the mount equipment will impact us because we'll have water walking, and because it's account wide, I think we're okay. We will get the API data again when it goes live because we don't know until it's live. I wish we had like a QA API thing. That would be awesome. But it's not gonna happen. So we'll have to see what happens when it comes live, which is May, June. I think LB is thinking June. I think we set a date. I think we guessed a date in June sometime, and I can't remember where that is, but I think it was like June 11th. I don't know actually. So, anyways, let me just June 11th is a Tuesday, and we think that's when it will go. I think that's when I said it will go live, but we'll see. So that's it for news.
Okay.
Bam.
Excellent.
I'm gonna have a drink of beer because holy Jeebus.
Wait and see. People just need to chillax. All right. Yeah, that's true. All right, state of the challenges time. Let's do it. Zorts, what irons have we got this week?
Please? All right, at number 10, we got Tej Begriz at level 63. At number 9, we got Feral Lyric at level 72. At number 8, I'm not even trying to pronounce this thing because it's in a language I don't understand.
Quick, go. I'm putting it. Stop. Thank you. He keeps trying it. He's being a shit. Stop. Yeah. Stone.
It's in some one of them weird, like, Russian.
It's in Cyrillic.
Nation alphabets that I don't
Cyrillic.
Know.
Cyrillic. That's the alphabet.
It's what?
Cyrillic. C-Y-R-R, whatever.
I do not speak Cyrillic, so therefore it is something I cannot pronounce.
That's the alphabet, not the language.
Provided by Lita, thank you, is Mortimer Tot, which is an amusing little name.
Lita.
Good job, Mortimer Tot. Azulun at number 7, level 82. Ash Hunt, level 82 at number 6. Fodder Stir, level 87, contracted a slight case of the RIP. Quite unfortunate.
Slight case.
Light, yeah.
Rocknar at level 90. Oh, no, I missed one. Thulfur, number 4 at level 91. Krakenar at level 93 at number 3. And at number 2, we have Shinari at level 103. And at number 1, we have Shinari at level 113. Mm-hmm. Failed at your name? Well, guess what, Azzy? That's life.
Azzy. Just go Azzy.
Yeah. I mean, it is spelled Azzylun. Like, it's a U-U. Yeah. To me, that's a U.
Loon.
Right?
Loon. Loon.
How would you say it, Azzy? Please, phonetically spell it out for me in the chat.
All right, while he's doing that.
No, don't do that, because I don't really care.
Wow.
Let's do it. Okay. So we are at number 10 this week. We have got Tidal Soul at 45. 9 is Soul Fist at 46. 8 is, well, it's Taco. Okatuba.
It actually looks like October.
It's like a massive October. That's like a messed up October, but it'll be Taco. So she hit 51. Number 7, Bloodzots is 52.
Nice.
6 is Sanguistone at 57. 5 is Bloodleader at 60. 4 is Bloodtrap at 63. 3 is Soul Snuffer at 65. Number 2 is Soul Stoned at 75. And number 1 this week is Soulful Paw at 94. Well done, Nisi.
Oh, okay. All right, Nisi, let's look at the passive. Hold on. Nisi was saying she said sorry to you because one of her names is going to appear on the list. It's going to make you mess up. And she said sorry in advance. Yeah, but that's, and I don't know which one
this is. This is a new one.
Which one? Which one is it? Because I don't see
it. It's a new tune. So she's not at 45.
Oh,
she's
not. Okay.
The new tune.
Gotcha.
So she's only a baby at the moment. She's got a level. All right. So it's nice. Okay. That's all right. Don't tell me.
I know, and I'm not telling.
Okay. All right.
No, sir.
Go for the pacifist. Do it, Zorch.
All right. Number 10, Ferroflora, level 33. Peace Out checks in at number 9 at level 36. Pose Picker, level 37, checking in at number 8. At number 7, Passing Stone at level 38. Number 6, Passylita at 62. Number 5, Pacifist at 65.
Go quick.
Number 4 is Zaya Passy at 66. Passive 10 is at number 3 at level 73. Monstretcher at level 89 is in the number 2 spot. And at number 1, Five Pride sitting pretty at 118.
Very nice.
Well, oh, man. Five. So, nice. So close. All right. Let's have a look at 10. So number 10 is Soli, hit level 10. 9 is Tanistalk at 20. 8 is Magica. Magica. Yeah. At 20. Okay. 7 is Carefully at 23. 6 is Zort Hunter 24. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is Eisenblatt at 28. 4 is Biscotti at 33. Number 3, look, Zort's Moo is 39. Number 2 is Yesen at 54. And number 1 this week for the tins is Arundel at 55. Well done, guys. Okay. Oh, greens. Go for it, Zorts.
Number 10, level 50, Iron Green. Ava Green checking in at number 9 at level 54. Iron Giznum, number 8 at level 58. Corpse Stone is a corpse at level 63. RIP, level 7, or in the number 7 spot. Bravo, sir.
Wow.
Number 6, 9 at level 65. Level 5 is Shalaria at level 67. Forever Day, number 4 spot at level 72. Zaya Gillith checking in at level 73 for the number 3 spot. Number 2 is Ivana at level 82. And Intromu, level 84. RIP. That's Introverted Genius.
Oh. Sorry.
That had to hurt.
Oh. Sorry. No, when did he lose that?
I don't
know. Like...
I know he's been working on a rogue the last two nights, so it had to have happened the last like day or so.
Yeah,
within this last week. It happened this week.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay, a couple of days ago. Oh, well, that's no good. Because I was thinking we had actually. Was a pretty, like, it looks like a pretty good week when you look at, you know, we've got 3 though high level deaths, so sorry guys. All right, Stone. All teams, right.
Iron teams. I'm gonna try to read this in my Aussie accent.
Don't. Oh,
god.
Don't.
Leroy Jenkins and the Drop Bear Society. That's a good Aussie accent, right? Level 27.
No.
Number 2, Team like Puppet one of those really rides weird, again.
Like, variety shows from the 70s.
I don't know, but Team Puppet rides again at level 38, and then Don't Go Into That Spooky House is at level 45. Yes, Don't Go Into That Spooky House. For Blood teams, we've got Injure Face, level 25, Grade D, like dog, because it's probably what they use, but Edible at level 28, and Soul Patrol is at level 33. Lita, wipe that pained face off.
Chris, you can't do it, so don't try.
All that I know, okay, and green teams, there's nothing there.
See, that was good. That was good.
But
have we got any green teams?
No. Yes, we do have a green team. They're just not on the list.
Not quite there. Okay. Yeah.
So, What? What?
I just saw what's coming. Why do you always give me these? Why do you always give me his?
That's
why.
Because you're the guest. Lita, I noticed that with the Aussie accent, the R, you guys pronounce your R as long as it's not at the end. As long as it's not at the end of a word. But if you say drop bear, you don't say drop bear. Right, say
drop
it.
Bear.
Right, drop exactly. Bear. So you kind of drop off the R at the end of a word. But if the R is anywhere else in that word, I've noticed it's part of the word. So Leroy Jenkins and the Drop Bear Society. Well, society went British. The society went British. The society went British, okay?
No. No. Whatever, but it's still no, you need to brush up on it. You've got to get the right tone.
See, brush.
Crikey.
Tone.
Like if you want to be a true
Barbie.
Bogan Aussie.
Wow.
Come on.
Bogan?
We've had this discussion.
Don't lump me in with that group, all right? Good.
Anyway, next.
No.
All right.
No, hold on. We got a bumper to play.
Well, play the bumper.
I'll find it.
Coffee is my blood.
There we go. That was for Lita.
It's just in. It's chit chat.
Oh, jeez. All right. So this is the spot where we do all the questions, the tips, the tricks, and all those kinds of things, as well as the puns. Zorts, take it away.
Why do you guys hate me?
I don't hate you. I love you, buddy.
I don't want to read them.
Because you're my buddy. I would love to drive down there and get a beer.
What did one math book say to the other? Don't bother me. I've already got my own problems.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Oh, I don't mind that one. Math joke. Nice. Okay. All right. Five. Okay. From five. Here we go. Stone asked his wife if he was the only one she had ever been with. She said, yes, all the other men were 9s and 10.
Wow. Wow.
I'm going to have another drink of beer.
Yeah. All right. Moving on, we got a question.
Yes.
We got a question from our good friend Allie. She asks, I've been ultra paranoid about doing anything to get yellow or red flagged. If you happen to do anything to, for example, get yellow flagged, do you get some kind of notification about it somewhere, or you just see it on the website as you update your tune? As far as I know, just when you update your tune.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
that's right.
Sorry, Allie, there's no early warning system.
No.
Mm. However, if you've read the rules and the FAQ, and of course, you're in Discord if there's other things that you need to, you know, check on. But that's the main stuff. You know, just continue playing. As long as you're playing by the rules and what the FAQ have to say, then you should be good. If you do something silly, then that normally comes down to, you know,
when in doubt, ask.
When in doubt. That's right. Especially if you're questing. If you're not sure, leave it, ask, come back if it's acceptable. But good question. Thank you, Allie. And good luck, too. All right. So from Brunzi, maybe I missed it in the FAQ, but are we allowed to do Dark Moon Fair on an Iron Man?
Yes.
Yes. It's just pick up the quest. Yeah. All you're gonna
You don't really. There's no real XP.
You can do the dailies,
right?
Yeah,
like you don't get XP from it because you can't do professions. So
that's exactly right. I mean, the only reason that you want to go to Dark Moon Fair on any tune, except for Bloodthirsties, don't do this on a Bloodthirsty. Yeah. Is to get you want the tickets, use the tickets, buy the Dark Moon storage box, sell it back. Get your gold, which will give you 10 gold with your 5 tickets. Okay. That's really it. It just gives you a nice little buffer. So you've still got a couple of hours of Dark Moon Fair if that's what you want to do. But on a Bloodthirsty, no questing, no Dark Moon Fair. There we go.
Ive makes a comment in the chat. You know, if there's no XP, why do this unless you need the gold? Exactly. I mean, go there on an iron to go get your bag, And then really?
Yep.
I mean, if you need the gold for flying, like at 660 or something, okay. But besides that,
For you don't have to do
irons.
On a pass.
I think for pacifist, that's where you want to go. Just stay away from the null banging zone because that's kills. Those will count as kills, and then you're done. Okay. Yep. Zorts.
All right. From Chewy, what are general rate respawn time in classic zones?
They vary, I feel.
Yeah.
The lower...
If they're up, they're up. If they're not, move on and do something else.
The lower zones will respawn faster, I think a half hour to 45, maybe an hour. I don't even think an hour. But the higher zones...
The little,
They have a longer respawn time. So, have fun with that. When we say low zones, I'm saying up to, on the Alliance side, I say like wetlands. Even Arathi, I think the respawn rate is quick. Higher than that? Higher than Arathi?
Yeah, probably I reckon it's at least an hour on Arathi, the times I've been there. That's why if I hit it up once, I normally don't touch it again. Whereas Loch Modan, you can kind of hit it up on one tune, and if half an hour later, if you're playing another tune, I was able to, you know, they'd start to be up or they were coming back. So, that's what I found anyway.
Okay, so maybe wetlands is the cutoff, right?
Could be.
Generally, I mean, on my blood, sorry, I'm playing with my beer bottle and my bottle cap. Generally with rares, I mean, I do farm them on my Bloodthirsty, and with what Zort said, I mean, if they're up, they're up. If not, just carry on. Especially if you're on an iron. Like, if you're on an iron, don't worry about trying to farm rares. Just do the quest. You will spend more time waiting for rares to spawn than actually trying to quest and level up. So if you're on a Bloodthirsty, it's a little bit different. Because Bloodthirsty, it depends on how you want to play it at the beginning, right? So, you know, you may just want to kill everything, but some of us, like me, I don't want to just kill anything because I would lose my mind. So that's why I only try to stick to rares, at least until 60. I don't know what's going to happen in Outland. I'm probably gonna
pick
die.
A spot. Because rares suck.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Okay.
We got.
What else?
I think we addressed the questions as we went along, so I think we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did we mention Fair was saying passies for Darkmoon Fair? So passies do want to do the profession quests.
Yeah.
So it is definitely very good.
I said pacifists want to go into do Dark Moon Fair, but don't do the null killing one.
Don't do the other. Yeah. Just get your profession high enough too. Don't forget, you've got to be 70.
But you're not listening. 5.
I'm not listening. What? What did you say? Just drink your beer, Stone. Jeez. Baby cheeses.
Zorts, are you ready to become a co-host?
Well, like, if that's look, if that just means show up and don't actually have to do any of the work, yeah, sure.
Okay. I'll keep it in mind. All right. So.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Not you.
Did she?
Yeah, she just dropped the call. She'd be silly.
I think she did.
Where's my Iron Elite supporters?
Wow.
It's actually me that's going to leave. So, screw you guys. I'm going to leave it as is. So you can see the close-up of my blinds. See, she takes it like it's her. No, it's me. It's me. All right.
Whatever. I'm just along for the ride, man. I'm here for the ambiance.
I was going to say, your blinds look good, though.
Yeah, they were awesome. Do. I'm glad there was no dust on them, because
you'll
probably see it. Okay, so nice. Thank you to everyone that supports us through the Iron Elite. Yes. I will be doing a refresh of all the Twitch subs tomorrow. So just so that you know. So thank you to Allie, Azylin. I actually said Azylin and not Azzy, but Boz. Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, LB Fair, Five Iron, Frazzy Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Introvert Genius, Calamoon, Cashbringer, you'll cash him outside. Carice, Chris, an anonymous dude. Koala.
Dude.
What, dude?
The whole cash.
Cash me outside? Me outside.
It's dude, over. It's done.
No.
It's dead.
No.
Let it be. No, let it be cremated.
That was a thing. That was a thing with him and I back when it was a thing. So I can never let that go.
It's no longer a thing. Apparently. That's the thing.
No. Okay. An anonymous koala. Layla. Listen. Mrs. Rock Guru. Never Died. Nisi. Oh, Canada. Periton. P.S. Ducky. Rude to Bruin. Soylent Greener, because it's better than Soylent Green. Okay, Sir, Swingcat, Taco, Thelani, Tiber, aka Diver, Toasty, Tuli, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Alminia, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and this guy named Zortz. Thank you very much, Zortz. Zortz. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
For all your support. Zortz.
Thank you all.
And thank you to all of our mods as well. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zortz. You are a mod with us. And I'm looking forward to chatting with all of you this coming week, because we have a mod meeting. We haven't had one for a while.
So mod meeting!
It's going to be nothing special, but, you know, just to be able to chat about what
it is special.
Year,
we're talking
coming,
to our mods.
Coming year. Well, in this, no, I don't want them to think it's like, oh my god, there's going to be some earth-shaking new. No.
I bring just, donuts.
Okay. But it's going to be good to be able to chat.
For sure. So,
I'm looking forward to it. But thank you also to folks on Twitch for watching this. If you want to watch us live as well, you can, along with all these wonderful... Burp. Wow. With all these wonderful people that watch us on Twitch as we record our podcast live, because this is supposed to be a podcast. But I feel like it's turning into a Twitch show. Thank you to me. Because I'm the broadcaster. Boz, nice. Fair, Lita, Nisi, Stir, Bot, Zortz. Bot. Grand Negus, Crash Landing 99. Sorry, I have to do it every time. Dave the Hunter.
And he does.
Well, it has bot in your name, so I'm not going to say your name. So LB Hadley, Jane, Layla, oh my goodness, S1, I don't know, dude, I don't know what the rest of that is, I don't think I want to say it. Bod, Tiber, aka Tiber, did I say bod or bot? I think I said bot before, or bod before, but anyways, I think Tade is a bot, I think. I wish there was a way
pretty
to
sure
mark
that's
them.
A bot. I'm sure, yeah. Pretty sure the 2V names are
yes,
bots.
Yes, the 2V
also.
Names are bots for sure. Five Iron and Yadran, who I think won our contest giveaway thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you all for watching. Thank you for sharing your time with us and dealing with
thank
all my
you.
Crap. So our next show will not be next week. Next week we are off. It is Easter for us, and
Easter.
It's going to be actually on that day. I have my son's birth day party, and we're having Easter dinner all on the same day. It's going
nice.
To be a
busy.
It's going to be busy. Day. Yes, that's the nice way of saying it. That's I was trying to think of an uncrewed way of. Anyways, okay, so. Our next show will be Saturday, April the 27th. So 2 weeks from now at 7 p.m. Eastern, Rogue Slayer will be joining us once again. It's been a while since we had her on. And Zorts.
What? I didn't do it.
I'm going to have one more swig. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
No problem. Always a good time. Love hanging out with you guys.
Thank you. No, we do appreciate it, Zorts. And yay for Part Day Walker. Is that what we're calling you?
I don't know what I am.
Okay.
I just know Zorts. I don't work. I'm not going to be working Fridays and Saturdays unless mandated overtime becomes a thing, which it might this week because of Easter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, thank you anyway for joining us. We do appreciate it. So do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Sure. I'm on the tweeters over at Zorts the Goblin, XORTZTHEGOBLIN, all lowercase. That's where, you know, shenanigans happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got this little thing called a Twitch channel, Zorts the Goblin, also there, where I play the Iron Mans that become tins.
Oh.
I play the Star Wars. Yes. I play the Stardew Valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And later tonight, I'm going to be doing something I never thought I was going to be doing, but people have been asking about it.
Are you going to have an Iron Team with him?
Demanding it.
Because that would be...
I'm going to hate myself every single minute of existence.
You and John... I'm clearing my schedule. What time is this?
It's happening at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on both our channels, I imagine.
Stern, is that 1 p.m. my time?
At 11 p.m. Eastern is 1 p.m.
I gotta wait for him to get off work.
Okay. So excited. Oh, this is so exciting. I'm so excited for you.
I can't wait to see that.
So what was that? At twitch.tv/ZortzTheGoblin is where we're going to find you.
Or over on his channel, twitch.tv/JPalm316. I think that's what it is.
Okay. Yes,
it is. Like, I pay attention to him.
We are so excited. I'm so excited.
Are you playing Horde or Alliance?
That's Stern. Oh, I guess we'll have to wait and see. It's gonna leave a bit of suspense. You can't tell us.
You guys could just see the look on my face right now.
He's playing Alliance.
No, we don't know what we're playing yet.
We haven't decided any of that. It's just the fact that this actually has gotten to a point where both of us have been asked about it so many times. It had to happen, or we were never gonna hear the freaking end of it.
Oh my god, this is so exciting. I am super, super excited for you. Do not let him anywhere near the Zeppelins. Have you got a two-person mount?
No.
Oh.
That's not necessarily the best thing either.
It's okay. I would much rather
love you, buddy,
riding with Zorts driving than with John driving.
I don't know. They've both had equal issues with both of them. So
Stur's opening the betting pool.
Oh,
okay.
I can't wait to watch this, man. This is awesome. I cannot wait.
Sure. We're so excited for you.
I love you, buddy.
So excited. Anyway.
Wow.
No.
Niecy says she'd rather walk.
The dumpster fire you're probably going to witness. That's what you're excited for. Let's be honest.
It is. I just want to see. I want to see what happens. We're so excited for you. Oh, it is exciting. Because it's been like forever since you guys have like seriously done something together. So like together instead of playing, you know, one of you against each other. So
it's not John versus Zorts. It's John leveling with Zorts.
I know.
Because we've had the whole John versus Zorts before.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is like, this is new.
This is exciting.
This is very exciting. Yeah. You guys should have been tweeting this stuff for the last 2 weeks, man, at least. Come on.
Stur says Zorts is bucket list. 1, stop working weekends. 2, colonoscopy. 3, team play with Don't Jump John. 4, give up whiskey. I think you need to change 4 to, drink more whiskey somehow.
Layla?
Don't let him
jump. He's not going to have to worry about jumping because I'll probably kick him off something.
Oh dear Lord. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, let's wrap this up so we can get closer to that time. So anyway, where you can find us, don't forget, check out wowchallenges.com, where the website is, and you will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can find the episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. And you can contact us at the show. Email is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stone, where can we find you, please?
And when you email us, we don't care about your conventions. Sorry.
Checking out the website.
Yeah, hey, we can increase your search SEO. No. Go to hell. So, you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, Stone Grasp, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we're actually recording, what do we say?
Easter weekend.
On Sunday night, Easter, April the 21st, yep, at 11 p.m. Yep. Eastern, which is Monday, April the 22nd, 1 p.m.
Yes.
Queensland time.
Because it's Easter.
Yes.
Yay. I'm off on holidays.
Yay. Nice. Lita, where can we find you?
Okay. So you can follow me on Twitter if you want, which is at Lita Wow, LETAWOW. As well as Adventures in Azeroth, I have another show called Behind the Avatar, and there will be a show out. Episode 162 will be out later today.
Later.
Later. A bit later. Later. Okay, so other than that, we want to say a huge thank you, as always, to Mark Conan and Epic Insanity. Mark Conan does our intro, and we are forever grateful to him on the awesome job that he did. So you can follow Mark Conan on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And Epic does our outro, and we are ever grateful of what he does to help us out. Also, for helping me out, Heart Epic at Epic_Insanity, as well as check out Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions, which are his podcast. So other than that, Zorts, are you prepared? Are you prepared? Are you going to... Is there drinking? Is it...
I've had two beers so far.
Okay, I'm there will be more.
Get some food. You know, maybe listen to some nails going death down metal? A chalkboard.
Wow.
Okay. Death metal. Yeah.
Grand Negus is correct. Zorts is not
pretty. I don't know how to do squad okay. thing.
The
so
squad thing is active.
It is, it I don't is know, active. I don't
they
know
did send out an email about it saying that it's a thing now.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. Good luck, Zorts. Thank you so much for coming and having a chat with us today.
It was a lot of fun, as always. I was glad I was actually able to be here and I didn't have to
Yay! Jump through hoops
to do it. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, good luck with your shift now, and welcome back to the semi land of the living as such with your new hours. And again, we wish you all the very best with all of your challenge tunes, especially any teams that you're doing. So good luck. Good luck. Thank you. Say bye.
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 Save me, Layla.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.